This past weekend, the Sisters of Colombo celebrated their 100th anniversary. True to fashion, the commemoration was well attended by those who appreciate the Italian heritage our city boasts. Encouraged by Colombo Lodge president and Gulch businessman, Dominic Dalwa, the Women of Trails Italian community united to form the Società Sorelle Colombo in February 1924, nearly 19 years after the Men Lodge. Rooted in the spirit of mutual support and benevolence, the Sisters of Colombo are structured much like the Men's Lodge. Nominal dues are paid by any woman of Italian descent wishes to join. Members are entitled to specific benefits, primarily to support them in times of hardship, like sickness or family death. Perhaps more vulnerable than their male counterparts, women faced specific challenges, especially immigrants. It was natural for women to be less educated, limiting employment and social opportunities. Single or widowed women, particularly, lacked resources. Compound that with a language barrier and few familiar faces, immigrants had plenty stacked against them. The Sorelle, whose members mandated themselves to support each other, were primed to make a successful go of it, with Trail having experienced a surge in Italian immigration post-war. Their charter members totaled 87, significantly more than the Men's Lodge at their inception. That number is telling and speaks entirely to their desire to build relationships and look after one another. Sick benefits were closely monitored and they ensured nothing got past them. The sick visiting committee required a doctor's note as proof of illness and made visits to homes of sick members. Those not appearing ill, meaning not in bed, were at risk of losing their benefit. Every penny was carefully considered and one had to follow the rules. Nowadays, these benefits are rarely drawn by members. Employment benefits and access to health care eliminates the need for this type of fund, however it still exists and sick certificate reports are read at monthly meetings. These traditions, those little reminders of why they exist and all those members who came before them, are alive and well at the Colombo Lodge. Funds are now used to promote Italian culture in the community through events. Additionally, the Sorelle financially support many health, youth, and women's-based initiatives in our community, as well as the lodge itself. The benevolence remains, however, the recipient is now the community they call home. We can thank the Sorelle for generations of influence in Trail, injecting Italian culture into the very fiber of Trail and forever preserving the tenacious spirit of those who chose Trail to live, work, and thrive. Editor's note: The Trail Times will have a wrap-up story of this year's Sisters of Colombo 100th Anniversary Gala in our October 24th edition.